Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 7 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today we will wrap up this week's study of a season of Epiphany with a devotion titled, Fall Down and Worship Him. Frank Gabeline once wrote that reverence is essential to worship. Our text today is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. The wise men traveled a great distance to worship Jesus. The Greek word for worship is proskuneo. It has the following two primary meanings. First, to fall down, prostrate in adoration. Second, a physical act of lowering oneself in humble submission with an attitude of utmost adoration or respect. These wise men who are honored in their country come to honor a child born to save the world. Their intent was to bow down before he who has been born King of the Jews. Matthew chapter 2, verse 10 states that when they saw the star stop over Jesus' location, they were overwhelmed with great joy. Notice the intensity of their celebration in the phrase, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. The verb rejoiced is in the passive tense, which implies that something came over them that caused their rejoicing. This verb, rejoicing, already includes the idea of joy. So adding the noun joy to it highlights the intensity of their joy. The word great is megas, from which the adjective mega is derived. Add to all of that the word exceedingly, and you have joy to the utmost. In the presence of Jesus, there is abounding joy. What is the proper response to being overwhelmed with joy in the presence of Jesus? You fall down and worship him. Notice in verse 11 the phrase, they fell down and worshiped him. The word for worship is the same as in verse 2. Therefore, Scripture doubles up on the idea of falling down. You could translate it as, they fell down and bowed down and worshiped him. The wise men falling down and worshiping Jesus fulfills the prophecy from Psalm 72, verses 10 and 11, discussed on day 4. May the kings of Tarshish and of the coastlands render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. Bruce Barton provides additional insight into the wise men's worship of Jesus. Jesus was probably 1 or 2 years old when the wise men found him. By this time, Mary and Joseph were married, living in a house, and intending to stay in Bethlehem for a while. The wise men gave expensive gifts because they were worthy presents for a future king. The wise men were simply bringing customary expensive gifts for a superior. But scholars have seen in the gifts symbols of Christ's identity and what he would accomplish. Gold was a gift for a king. You can see Psalm 72, verse 15. Frankincense, also simply called incense, a glittering, odorous gum obtained from the bark of certain trees, was a gift for deity. You can see Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6. Myrrh, a valued spice and perfume, you can see Psalm 45, 8, also came from trees and was used in embalming. Thus, it was a gift for a person who was going to die. These gifts were prophetic for the roles that Jesus would fulfill as prophet, priest, and king. Like these wise men, spend some time today falling down and worshiping Jesus. Some questions to consider. When was the last time you were overwhelmed with great joy in the presence of Jesus? In what ways does the worship of Jesus by the wise men encourage your worship today? And finally, consider the following definition of worship from Robert Weber. What are your thoughts? Worship is a meeting between God and His people when the worshiper is brought into personal contact with the one who gives meaning and purpose to life. From this encounter, the worshiper receives strength and courage to live with hope in a fallen world. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.